This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm breezes in Jerusalem. Expect cooler temperatures this evening as the sun sets. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet earlier today, Israel's rhetoric against Hezbollah clashes with a ceasefire revealed by a Trump post. Also, from Mariv earlier this hour, an American politics expert says Trump embarrassed Netanyahu with the ceasefire announcement. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, Israel's strategy in Lebanon faces criticism as its classical warfare approach keeps Hezbollah active. Separately, I-24 News reports that a U.S. envoy believes Syria could normalize relations with Israel before Lebanon. And finally, from JTIN earlier reporting, Israel agrees to a 10-day ceasefire in Lebanon following Trump's announcement aimed at preserving talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Andrew Fox, a political analyst, commented just minutes ago on the complexity of the ceasefire situation. Meanwhile, I-24News_EN shared that Katz insists the IDF will maintain its hold on cleared areas in southern Lebanon with disarmament of Hezbollah as a goal. Hillsfuld, a tech commentator, speculated earlier today on the broader implications of the ceasefire, suggesting there's more beneath the surface. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire revelation. Ynet highlights the surprise announcement through a Trump post, which challenges Israel's vocal stance against Hezbollah. Katz emphasized disarmament as a primary goal, but this deal seems to shift the dynamic. This development could alter regional alliances and impact Israel's strategic plans. Turning to Netanyahu's position, Mariv reports that Dr. Kobi Berda views the ceasefire announcement as a strategic misstep, putting Netanyahu in a difficult light amid Israeli operations in Lebanon. The diplomatic embarrassment might strain U.S.-Israel relations, affecting future collaborations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom argues Israel's military strategy in Lebanon has allowed Hezbollah to persist. The paper criticizes the neglect of classical warfare fundamentals, leading to strategic erosion. This might necessitate a reassessment of military tactics to ensure long-term security. Separately, I-24 News covers the U.S. Envoy's remarks on Syria. The envoy suggests normalization with Israel could happen sooner than with Lebanon, emphasizing potential shifts in Middle Eastern diplomacy. This highlights evolving geopolitical landscapes that might influence Israel's foreign policy direction. Finally, JTA reports on the ceasefire agreement. This move aligns with Trump's efforts to secure talks with Iran, adding a new layer to the regional peace process. The decision could pave the way for broader negotiations impacting Israel's diplomatic strategies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Elron Ventures recently sold a portfolio company for $70 million, marking its fifth successful exit in a year and a half. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the budget for Northern Reconstruction will not be passed by Independence Day, despite Netanyahu's prior commitments. And finally, from Globes, an American-Israeli buys luxury apartments in Jerusalem's David's Village for over $66 million, intending to combine them into a single expansive residence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.